Good morning, music lovers everywhere. This is Bob J bringing you episode number 282 of Black and Blues. Sorry for that opening, but that was last week's show, which was a repeat because my children insisted that I not drive in the snow and go to Bushwick and potentially break my hip. Because if I did, they said they would not help me out at all. I'd be on my own. So they made it very clear they didn't want me going out in bad weather. And our terrific staff here forgot to change from pre-record to live. But anyway, I'll forgive them because they're great people. But today's show is something that I've never done. And it will continue for the next week or two. I'm not sure. I haven't programmed the whole thing yet. But what I've done is I've taken a seminal artist who had a career both as a lead artist under his own name and as a sideman for dozens and dozens of other artists. And his career is long. Much too long. If I really focused on his entire career, it would probably be 10 shows long, which I really don't want to do. But what I've done is I focused on the 3 years where he lived in Mississippi, recorded in Mississippi and the surroundings. He recorded in Mississippi and in Arkansas and in Memphis. During just a 3 year and a few month period. And during that time, he recorded with some 30 odd artists, many of whom are well known and many of whom you've never heard of. And what I've done is I've taken his entire output, both as a lead artist and as a sideman, and I've just eliminated a few of the songs that were not good, which happens. I mean, he's a paid artist, so he's paid to go on a record, and that record may not be what he wanted to do, but he's a musician, so he follows the chart and he does what he's supposed to. But his career is an incredible career in music, and the 3 years in Mississippi before he moved to St. Louis. I'm dropping some hints. Do you have any idea who this is yet? You should. If you know your music, you know this guy. As I say, born in Clarksdale, in the Delta, stayed in Mississippi as an artist. He made his first record when he was almost 20 years old, and he left 3 years later for St. Louis. But in those 3 years, he made some remarkable recordings. And I'll go over a history of the hard luck that befell him and some of the weird things that you may not know about his career or music. Well, yes, I'm talking about Ike Turner. Yes, the Ike Turner. There's only one, as far as I know. Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm, which was his original band. So, if you look up information about Ike Turner, one of the many things that's reported about him is his first record was playing piano on Jackie Brenston's Rocket 88. Not true. No. 3 days prior to that, or 2 days prior to that, he made his first record under his own name, Ike Turner, and his Kings of Rhythm. It was recorded in Memphis at the Sun Studios. Now, by the way, just let me preface this. There was no Sun Records at this time. Sam Phillips owned a recording studio, but he didn't own Sun Records. So Sam Phillips brought in Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm to record some songs, which he leased to the Chess Record Company in Chicago, and that's how it started. So let's go back to March of 1951, This is Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm doing I'm Lonesome Baby. Thank you.
Sunday, baby. You'll discover what a heart is for you, baby. Because when blind eyes to the ground, it's you to fall all over again.
You heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! And don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a fifth. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Please don't stay. sweet. The moon's rising. My pretty baby won't come home. Yes, the moon is rising. My pretty baby won't come home. You know I love you, darling. Please come back where you belong.
Down. loving me, because I know words make my love come down.
Well, that's my opening to a look at Ike Turner in the American Southland from 51 to 54. We started out with I'm Lonesome Baby by Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm, recorded for the Chess Record Company in Memphis, Tennessee on March 3rd of 1951. Ike Turner, his real name, Isaiah Luster Turner, vocal and piano, Jackie Brenston and Raymond Hill tenor saxes, Willie Keysart on guitar, and Willie Sims on drums. After that, you heard Heartbroken and Worried. Same crew, the same Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm. Following that was Rocket 88. This time the credit goes to Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats, a recording done for Chess Records in Memphis 2 days after the first session on March 5th, 1951. Jackie Brenston, vocal and baritone sax, Raymond Hill, tenor sax, Ike Turner, piano, Willie Keysart, guitar, Willie Sims, drums. After that, you heard Come Back Where You Belong, followed by Independent Woman, exact same musicians on both of those. And then we closed out with Make My Love Come Down by Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats, a recording done for Chess Records in July of 51. This time, Jackie Brenston is just doing the vocal, Ike Turner on piano, Willie Keysart guitar, Willie Sims drums, and an unknown trumpet player and unknown sax players. Well, I think this gives you an idea of how Ike Turner started. This is the earliest samples of his music, and quite interesting. Started as a piano player, as you could tell, and went to guitar later on. And the real reason he went to guitar was his fourth wife. Yeah, I know it sounds weird, but at age 21, he married his fourth wife named Bonnie, and they made records together, and she was billed. It was Ike and Bonnie Turner. But she was a strong piano player, a really strong one. So I think she made it clear that on her record, she was playing piano and not Ike. So Ike learned guitar. Throughout his career, he never learned how to read music. He was self-taught. Well, actually, he was taught piano by Pinetop Perkins, but never learned how to read music at all. He would fake it. Literally, when he played as a sideman, he faked it. Well, let's continue on with a gentleman that he recorded as a sideman for, who recorded as a piano player. This is a great musician from Mississippi named Houston Boines. However, his first record that he made, they misspelled his name on the record label and called him Houston Baines. And then on his second release, they corrected it and called him Houston Boines, which was his given name. So let's go back to Greenville, Mississippi, where this session was made. A recording done in January of 1952. This is Houston Baines. It's called Relation Blues.
Keep it in. No, darling, she's in Miss Superintendent. Come to your old school, you know. Well, that's when I sprung, boy. Open my school room door.
Like my hide. Some of the partners kind of snakes have bit me in it. Crawl aside and dodge. I love to be a G-man. Baby, all my life. my wife.
Session with Houston Baines, actually two sessions. We started off with Relation Blues, done for the Blues and Rhythm Record Company in Greenville, Mississippi, in January of 1952. Houston Baines vocal and harmonica, Ike Turner piano, the great Charlie Booker guitar, and Jesse Cleanhead Love on drums. Following that was Going Home, the exact same musicians. After that was Superintendent Blues, this time under the correct name, Houston Boynes, done for RPM Records in Greenville, Mississippi, in January of 1952, and the flip side of that record called Monkey Motion had the same exact musicians as the first record. And then I played two unissued RPM recordings with the same musicians, G-Man Blues and Operator Blues, and that is the total recorded output of Houston Boynes. Well, just as a reminder, you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm your host, Bob Jay. The program you're listening to is Black and Blues. This is episode 282, devoted to the great Ike Turner in Mississippi. And we have a lot more to go, a lot of really great music for the next week or two, possibly three, I'm not really sure. But you can get an idea of how unsophisticated, in a sense, the music was. It was raucous and hard driving and great for partying and great for dancing in juke joints all over the South. This was the kind of music that was being played in the early 1950s. So let's continue on to a recording session by Ike Turner. The label on this 78 says, Ike Turner singing with Ben Burton and his orchestra. Don't know anything about Ben Burton except he's a bass player and made this record for RPM Records, but it was recorded in Monroe, Louisiana. And the first side of that record is Troubles and Heartaches. Let's listen to Ike Turner with Ben Burton.
Wrong. Now it's coming back home to me. Well, did something wrong. Now it's coming back home to me. It hasn't brought anything but heartache, sleepless nights and misery. Every woman that I've had, we couldn't seem to get along.
You been sad.
Cry. I feel like I could die with all I do is try. Maybe it's because my girl left me here to cry. It's because my girl left me to cry. traitor. I didn't do wrong. I've always tried to get along. Oh, what's the matter? Why all this chatter? Please send my baby back home. Blue man am I don't know the reason why. Maybe it's because my girl left me here to cry.
First up, Troubles and Heartaches by Ike Turner, singing with Ben Burton and his orchestra. Done for RPM Records in Monroe, Louisiana, 1952. Ike Turner vocal and piano with a band that included Ben Burton on bass. Second song in that set was You're Driving Me Insane, which was the flip side of Troubles and Heartaches. And we close out with two songs from Kenneth Banks, But High and Blue Man. Both are unissued Sun recordings done in Memphis in January of 1954. Kenneth Banks featured on both with vocals, accompanied by Eugene Fox on tenor sax, Ike Turner piano, Pat Hare on guitar, Jesse Knight Jr. on bass, and Willie Sims on drums. Well, let's continue on with a little more. I'm playing one more set of Ike Turner, and then I'll get to a little biography of Ike and tell you a little about his formative years in Mississippi. So let's continue on with a recording by a very obscure guy named Matt Cockrell, done for Flare Records in Clarksdale, Mississippi, early in 1954. This is Baby Please.
Stand to see you. Baby, please, baby, please. Baby, please, baby, please. Baby, please, bring your love back home. Well, you told me, pretty baby, all it would be mine. You walked away and left me in the front door crying. Baby, please, baby, please. Baby, please, baby, please.
Baby, we both will be too old.
I'm gonna stop in Louisiana. I'm gonna look all over town. Gonna stop in Louisiana. I'm gonna look all over town. If I don't find my pretty baby, I'm gonna jump a boat and drown. I gotta find my baby, cause the love is sore. Gonna find my baby, won't let her go no more. I'm gonna bring her back home, cause the love is if it's all I mean. Gonna stop in Louisiana. I'm gonna act if it's all I mean. I gotta find my pretty baby, cause she sure look good to me. I think I have my fortune told. I'm gonna find a gypsy woman. I wanna have my fortune told. I gotta find my baby soon. Our people, we both will be too old.
Goodbye now, baby. nothing like that. You know my baby's gone. Man, I miss her for now. Yes, I miss her sweet love song.
First up was Baby Please by Matt Cockrell, done for Flair Records, recorded in Clarksdale, Mississippi in March of 1954. Matt Cockrell doing the vocal, two sax players, Bobby Fields and Eugene Fox, Ike Turner on piano, Guitar Blue on guitar, Jesse Knight Jr. on bass, and Willie Sims on drums. Following that was the flip side of that record, Gypsy Blues. And then you heard two songs by Sonny Blair, Please Send My Baby Back and My Baby's Gone, both recorded for Meteor Records in North Little Rock, Arkansas in November of 1951. Sonny Blair, whose real name was Sullivan Jackson, doing the vocals and harmonica work, accompanied by Ike Turner on piano, Babyface Turner on guitar, and Bill Russell on drums. Well, you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm Bob J. I'm your host. The show is Black and Blues. We're a weekly black music program here on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're live every Tuesday morning, starting at 11 o'clock and going till 1 p.m. Today, we're listening to the songs of Ike Turner, both as the lead artist and as the sideman, from March of 51 through about June of 54, when he left the South to go to St. Louis, Missouri, where he continued his career. Well, now that you've heard a lot of Ike's music, let me tell you a little bit about Ike, because he has an interesting bio. He was born Isaiah Lester Turner Jr. He was a junior. He was born in Clarksdale, Mississippi in 1931. He first learned piano from Pine Top Perkins and later changed to guitar because his fourth wife, Bonnie, was a great piano player, and she insisted that she play piano on her records that they made together, so he learned how to play guitar. He wasn't a very scholarly child. He left school in the eighth grade. Not uncommon for Southern blacks in 1951. And he worked as an elevator operator in the Alcazar Hotel in Clarksdale, Mississippi. Now, Clarksdale is a small town. In 1950, it had less than 50,000 people. So I guess the hotel was kind of a small thing. It wasn't like a Hilton, you know, one of those small provincial hotels that you found in small Southern cities. But he was very fortunate in the sense that a radio station, WROX, was located in that hotel, which was not uncommon in the South. And a lot of cities in a hotel, on, usually on the ground floor, a room or two was set aside as a studio for a radio station. And he became friendly with a DJ there named John Friskello, who was very nice to him. By the way, John was white. Obviously, Ike Turner was black. And usually in those days, white people were not helping out black people professionally. But John Friskello took a liking to Ike, and he taught him how to use the controls in the control room. And soon he was allowing Ike to play records while he went on breaks into the bathroom to have a cigarette or whatever. This was virtually unheard of, really, in Southern radio. But Ike was really good at the job, and soon he was offered to DJ his own show, and he had his own show. It was called Jive Till Five, great title. We played blues and R&B, and guess what else he played? Rockabilly. Yes, it was the South. Rockabilly was very key, and he was playing to a mixed audience, so he had to play music that the white people also listened to. Ike soon moved to the Riverside Hotel, which was the hotel in Clarksdale where black musicians and talent would stay when they had performances in Clarksdale or nearby areas. After all, black artists could not stay in white hotels. It was segregated. So there was always a hotel that catered to black performers. And two of the performers that Ike became very friendly with were Duke Ellington and Sonny Boy Williamson. As a matter of fact, this is an apocryphal story. I don't know if it's true. Could never find evidence that it was true. But supposedly he accompanied Sonny Boy Williamson when he was only 13 years old. He was playing piano behind Sonny Boy. I don't think that was on a recording. In fact, I'm sure not. But anyway, it's a nice story. In 1949, Ike formed the Kings of Rhythm, and B.B. King helped the band get gigs. And he recommended the band to Sam Phillips, who was the owner of Memphis Recording Service. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Sun Records had not yet formed. But Sam Phillips had this recording studio where he recorded mostly black artists. And B.B. King helped connect Ike Turner to Sam Phillips. The band got regular gigs on WROX in Clarksdale and KFFA in Helena, Arkansas. Now, KFFA is a world-renowned station in the South. The King Biscuit Flower Hour, I think that's maybe the longest-running show on radio. I'm not sure, but I think it is. Was on KFFA in Helena, Arkansas. I was in Helena, Arkansas, and I found the photographer of the King Biscuit Flower Hour, and I have some original prints from the late 1940s and early 1950s of the bands playing on the radio show, which was a 15-minute show featuring all the great Delta blues musicians. At any rate, in March of 1951, Ike and his band recorded Rocket 88 at the Memphis Recording Service. Now, interestingly enough, Johnny O'Neill, who belonged to the Kings of Rhythm as their vocalist, had just left the group. So Jackie Brenston, who was the band's sax player, took his place, and Ike played piano on that record. Now, no one knew, but this record took off like Rocket 88. Sam Phillips leased the record to the Chess Record Company in Chicago, which had great, great distribution. But he labeled it Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats instead of Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm featuring Jackie Brenston. That's the way it was supposed to be billed. Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm featuring Jackie Brenston. Well, it didn't happen that way. We don't know if Sam purposely did it. Was there any animosity with Ike where Ike didn't get the credit? I don't know. But this record spent 5 weeks as number one on the R&B charts and eventually sold 500,000 records. Now, you have to take this in perspective. 500,000 records in those days was a phenomenal selling record. First of all, the population of the United States in 1950 was 169 million people. Today, it's the 325, 330 million people. But have to understand, this was a race record catering to black folk. It wasn't played on most radio stations. It only got airplay on black stations, which were the minority of stations that catered to black audiences. But word of mouth made this record a huge seller. Excuse me. Unfortunately, what happened is all the band members were paid $20 each, including Ike Turner. But Jackie Brenston got $910 because he sold the rights to his song to Sam Phillips. Phillips, being one smart businessman, used the profits from this one record to start Sun Records in February of 1952. Not a coincidence. Well, Ike stayed in the South through mid-1954 when he moved to St. Louis. During the 3 years that he was a sideman for over 30 different artists on recordings, as well as making records as a leader with his band and his fourth wife, Marion Lewis Lee, better known as Bonnie Turner, but she also recorded under the name Mary Sue. There are two records on Modern that are billed to Mary Sue, but that is Marion Lewis Lee, or better known as Bonnie Turner. He married her at age 21. It was his fourth wife. And after Bonnie, he was married 10 more times that we know of. These are recorded marriages that included Tina, but 10 more marriages. In all, 14 marriages. Now, the 3 years that he was working in the South, in Clarksdale, he was a talent scout. And he worked with Chess Records in Chicago and Modern Records out in California. And I don't know, it sounds like there was some conflict there because he brought certain artists to one and other artists to another. Don't know how that worked, but he got people from the South, great down-home musicians. You've heard some of them already. And Clarksdale, you have to understand, was one of the hot spots of blues and R&B music in the South in the early 1950s. Now, I'll give you an idea of a few people who came from Clarksdale, small little place. Sunhouse, Sam Cooke, Jackie Brenston, Willie Brown, John Sellers, Wade Walton, John Lee Hooker, Earl Hooker, Charlie Booker, Houston Boynes, Bobby Bland, Roscoe Gordon, Little Milton, Boyd Gilmore, all came from Clarksdale or the immediate vicinities around Clarksdale. Absolutely amazing, right? So that's the story of Ike Turner in the South. And you can hear he made some phenomenal recordings. So let's continue on with more music where Ike Turner is now the sideman playing piano. This is Ben Burton Orchestra from 1952 doing blues and jam and instrumental.
Thank you. like your wife. Sitting on my porch, I had two women talking. One sounded just like my baby, and she was talking about me. Well, baby was talking, you was talking about me. You're doing something funny, and I just can't stand it. The way my baby do, nobody know. Just like the other night, I had a talking to old Sue over telephone. Old Sue was telling my baby how to do me wrong. Always told my baby to get her clothes. You don't have to go for her. Doesn't want her to do. She was talking. She was talking about me. You know, people's always talking about me. Why don't they run their business and let mine be? I always told my baby that it was no good. Why don't you get another man? I know she could. They was talking. They was talking about me. What I'm gonna do, and do it quick. I'm gonna get my baby and ride away. They keep on talking, she gonna leave someday. They was talking, they was talking about me.
We opened up with Blues and Jam. That was Ben Burton Orchestra, done for Modern Records in Memphis in 1952. Ben Burton on bass, with a band that included Ike Turner on piano and Luther Stokes on tenor sax. And then we featured two unissued modern recordings by Little Johnny Burton, Walk My Way Home and Talking About Me. Both recorded in Clarksdale, Mississippi in February of 1954. Little Johnny Burton doing the vocal, this time Ike Turner on guitar, Jesse Knight Jr. on bass, and Willie Sims on drums. Let's continue on with more Ike Turner, more recordings done in Clarksdale, Mississippi, this time 1954. The artist here is Dennis Binder. You Got Me Way Down Here.
Well, tell me, baby, away all my blues. I'm going to buy myself a bell, change away all my blues. Going to the liquor store, get me a jug of booze. Early time, make me feel all right. Early time, make me feel all right. Going to find me a hunk of tongue, live until broad daylight. Stop and tell my blues I'm gonna buy myself a pill, change the way all my blues. Gonna buy me a hunk of song, step until broad daylight. Stop and take my blues. I'm gonna buy myself a pill, chase away all my blues. Gonna buy me a honky tonk, live that all day life. Early time, make me feel all right. Early time, make me feel all right. Gonna buy me a honky.
First up, You Got Me Way Down Here by Dennis Booker. It's an unissued modern recording done in Clarksdale, Mississippi, 1954. Dennis Bynd, the vocal and piano, Bobby Fields and Eugene Fox on tenor saxes, Ike Turner this time on guitar, Jesse Knight Jr. on bass, and Willie Sims on drums. Following that was an issued modern record from that same session called Early Times. Following that was I Miss You So. Same musicians, except this time Ike Turner is on piano. And we closed out with Nobody Wants Me, which is another unissued modern recording. This time Ike Turner back on guitar. Well, we're coming to a close, but I still got some great music ahead for you. I hope you're enjoying this, because I was thrilled to be working on this show, because Ike made so many, many great records. And I'm playing everything that he recorded when he was in the South from the period of March of 51 through about June of 54 when he left. Let's listen now to a session by Charlie Booker done in Greenville, Mississippi in January of 1952. Let's start out with Rabbit Blues.
Well, I'm just like a rabbit. Baby ain't got no special home. Well, I'm just like a rabbit. Got no special.
You may talk about my baby, say what you please. Want you to know, man, that she's straight with me. She my baby. Well, I don't care what you say. Won't that be my woman? Lord, until my dying day. Can you remember, baby, now when you laid on my bed, had been drinking intoxicated, I ain't forgot a word you said. You said, Dad, I love you. Whoa, you telling me a lie. Well, you know you didn't mean it, Mama. I had to tell you goodbye.
Thank you. Greenville, smoking beer in Leland, going down, Leland, going and down. Well, I believe I keep my woman out of Greenville town. Play you.
Just listened to a session of Charlie Booker. We started off with Rabbit Blues, done for the Blues and Rhythm Company in Greenville, Mississippi, in January of 1952. Charlie Booker, vocal and guitar, Houston Boynes, harmonica, Ike Turner on piano, Jesse Cleanhead Love on drums. And the next three were from the same session, Moonrise Blues, which was issued on Modern, Charlie's Boogie Woogie, also from On Modern, and No Riding Blues, which was issued on Blues and Rhythm. Well, let's continue. We have time for one more. This is Bonnie and Ike Turner. This is Ike's fourth wife. This is a recording done for RPM Records in Memphis, 1952. Ike Turner guitar, accompanied by his then-wife Bonnie Turner on vocal and piano, Calvin Newborn on bass, Phineas Newborn Sr. on drums. This is Looking for My Baby.
Could be found. I was crying, please come back. You know I love you so. If you ever love me, baby, why did you have to pack and go?
Well, I told you, baby, right from the start, if you start running around, that's the day we'll have to part. You took everything I had, because you know I loved you so. If you ever love me, baby, you know that why I had to go. Everybody makes mistakes, but I'll tell you this time I am here to stay. I won't be leaving no more, so please don't close that door. I can promise you, baby, that I'll never, never leave no more.
Don't have time for another song. but I hope you enjoyed this. This was like being back in a Mississippi juke joint in the early 1950s. This is what it would have sounded like. Ike Turner, proficient both in piano and guitar, assembled a great band. His Kings of Rhythm was a tight, tight unit. And next week, you're going to hear him as a sideman for another great number of musicians in the South. So stay safe out there. Be well. See you next week with more Ike Turner.
Don't trouble the water.
I want